Hi, my name's Eric Mills. Welcome to the Language Lab podcast. Have you ever heard the word kafuzzled? Have you ever been kafuzzled? Maybe yes, maybe no. I was not familiar with this term until my daughter turned to me a few weeks ago as she was doing her homework and said, "Mommy, I am kafuzzled." And I said, "What does that mean?" She said, "I'm confused and therefore I am fussed. I am kafuzzled." I frequently find myself now kafuzzled. Go ahead, say it out loud. It's impossible not to smile when you say the word kafuzzled. It's a snicklet. It's a snicklet, right? Let's all go back to the 1980s when Rich Hall, the comedian actor, had his HBO comedy series, Not Necessarily the News, and he decided that there should be this thing called snicklets, which is any word that doesn't appear in the dictionary, but should. So, you know, he made up all sorts of words. So there's like a chronology to language and how it becomes part of everyday sort of common vocabulary. Maybe it starts off as a snicklet, and a snicklet can then graduate to be a neologism, which is a newly coined term, word, or phrase that, you know, is like making its way into the mainstream, but maybe it's in the urban dictionary, and then maybe eventually becomes elevated or graduates to the actual dictionary. I'll harken back to another word that we've talked about on this podcast, funsies. So funsies, you may recall my son was very distressed that I was using this because, "Mommy, it's not actually a word." Okay, but it's in the urban dictionary, right? And so it's slowly kind of making its way into the actual dictionary. Another example would be selfie. Yeah, that's in the actual dictionary now. How'd that happen? It happened because language is adaptable, language is flexible, language evolves. It's part of the reason that it's so fun to play with words. You can take two words and pull them apart and stick them back together. We all have our own idiolect. That's our own unique patterns of vocabulary and grammar and punctuation. And how we put those together reflects who we are, what we care about, what we're focused on, all of these things, right down to the little itsy bitsy words, right? Last week I talked about and but, and how I love and I really don't like the word but, although sometimes you have to use it, right? Those are personal choices. Part of why I like and is because it's so positive. It brings people together, yeah. This week, I want to invite you to write down what I refer to as your hit parade of words. So words that you use all the time, words that you love, maybe even words that you avoid. You might notice yourself resisting, hearing someone use a word and resisting it or having a reaction to it. Just pay attention to them as you go throughout your week. And then maybe, I know I've issued this invitation before, you might create your own personal lexicon. Yeah, it takes a little time, but it really does give you some interesting insight into how you use language and what that means about you and your values and all sorts of things. So that's my invitation for this week. Pay attention to your words, and I hope you have a great week, and I will look forward to talking to you next week, and I hope that in between you will not find yourself kafuzzled.